Black Lives Matter has drawn attention to injustice in the black community in policing, public health, and education. As WXXI's Noelle Evans reports, people with disabilities are also part of the movement for equity.
When the pandemic reached Rochester, equity coordinator with the city government, Lutitia Andre Doucette, says that she was concerned for her safety. Doucette is disabled and immunocompromised. She, along with so many others, began working from home. Her cats make regular appearances on Zoom calls. She says that while it's comfortable, it's also brought up frustration.
This is a hypocrisy that when, you know, non-disabled people need accommodations, the world kind of bends forward for them, right? But for us, for many years, we've been asking for this.
Bloomberg Law reported last year that in 2017 and 2018, 21 out of 30 lawsuits over reasonable accommodation requests through the Americans with Disabilities Act sided with employers, meaning that the request to work remotely was denied, and that decision was upheld in court. While disability advocates have fought for policies like the ADA, Doucette says that disability activism led by white people has largely left out people of color, and that needs to change.
White disabled people have the same work that they need to do internally as non-disabled white people, right? So understanding their own privilege, just because you're disabled, your whiteness still matters.
She says even though she can't join protests, she supports the Black Lives Matter movement and sees opportunities for a myriad of voices to contribute to the cause for racial equity.
What could be really powerful for Black Lives Matter is to join forces with the black and brown queer disabled movement for justice.
Noelle Evans, WXXI News.